Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. Rick Tittle with you, a TGIF episode, getting you ready for the sporting weekend. What we do here at Sports Byline USA is we talk sports. Yes, it is a radio network, and we've been doing it since the 80s, and I'd love to have you be a part of the show if you see fit. Here I am in my customary time slot, M-F, 9 to noon Pacific time. Our studios in downtown San Francisco. Scott is over there on the board, manning the phones as well, getting the guests on the air. He'll take your calls. Well, he'll answer, and then I'll talk to you at 1-800-878-PLAY, and I cover every sporting topic, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, Quidditch, rollerball, chess, checkers, rugby, cricket. It doesn't matter. If it is sports, then you will be able to talk to me. Now I sound like William Shatner. We to shun, to go away, to say no, not me. So let's do it. 1-800-878-PLAY. I also need to give you Rick's Picks, R-I-X-P-I-X, as I do every Friday. I tell you who's going to win and who's going to win in the National Football League. We had the Battle of Ohio yesterday, the only state that is round on both ends and high in the middle. Talk about that. It was an okay game. You know, I think a lot of people, like myself, it was my first chance to look at Joe Burrow. Didn't get to see him last week, and there'll be some growing pains. Three number one overall picks in that game, though, in Mayfield and Garrett and Burrow. We'll talk about that. Also, Major League Baseball, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, Macho Libre. NBA, NHL, talk to Sal Berry actually today on the show in the second hour. First hour, of course, Jan Wall, film critic. We'll have some film guests, entertainment guests. And then we'll talk to Chad Lee from about his new game. That'll be in around 11:10. But the lines are available, 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout out to the troops listening on American Forces Radio Network. So we'll take a big break here, and we'll come on, quick break. We'll come on back with Jan Wall.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Don't miss the Labor Day sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now through September 8th, you can get some great deals like Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil, just $26.95, and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. Or Bosch Pure Vision Wiper Blades, buy one, get one free. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Its unique formula with emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink. Find Blue Emu at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, and other chains, or visit blue-emu.com. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network in 177 countries. Friday's first hour, we're always well chuffed to be joined by our friend, the Bay Area film critic legend, Jan Wall. How are you, Jan?
Hey, Ricky. Good to hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Ricky? Thanks. And as always, this first hour is jammed with some guests, and at the end we'll get some of Jan's recommendations. But let's go to that first guest. It is Zachary Kapp, and is here to talk about the new documentary called The Ringmaster, directed by Molly Dworsky and Dave Newberg, and it chronicles the outrageous journey of Las Vegas filmmaker and recovering gambling addict, the very said Zachary Kapp, and his attempt to catapult Larry Lang, a very humble fry chef from Minnesota, into world fame because of his onion rings. Zachary, this is, I've never heard of a movie. This is not a ripoff of another movie. When did this all get started?
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me. Well, it all started in 2015. I actually had just exited rehab. I had a gambling addiction for sports gambling, actually. I know I'm on a sports show. And my grandfather, his name was Martin Kapp, he passed away shortly after I exited rehab. And all my life he told me he wanted me to be a filmmaker. So I used the inheritance that he left me to start a production company with my brothers. And I wanted to make a really compelling film. And every year of my life, I would always visit a town in southwest Minnesota called Worthington. And there was a restaurant there called Michael's. And they were known for having the best onion rings in the world. The Washington Post, actually, the food critic there, his name is Tom Sietsema, he called them the world's greatest. And he actually is in the film and told me that they're so good, they belong in the attic of the Smithsonian, in the halls of the Smithsonian. And basically, it started out as a film about these onion rings and the Lang family legacy. But then I kind of broke the cardinal rule of filmmaking. I got too close to the subject of the film. I wanted to change his life. And I thought, he deserved more. And these onion rings are so good, I thought they should be world famous. So I started creating opportunities for this man, Larry, who's a wonderful man, him and his sister, Linda. It's a secret family recipe. Only they know it. And so I'm in the film. I create these opportunities. One of the opportunities involves Kiss the Band. Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons and the band make a cameo. And the film culminates in this grand tasting in Las Vegas at Piero's restaurant for a private tasting involving the Las Vegas Raiders. And the team's owner, Mark Davis, actually makes a cameo in the film, and that tasting was arranged by Piero's owner, Freddie Glusman.
So I got to tell you,
a wild ride.
Mm-hmm. I saw the film. This is Jan Wall, and I saw the film. It is so much fun. It's not just about onion rings. It's about the people, and it's this great little warm story. It's also about addiction, and it's a good warning for people with gambling addiction. But it's also just during this COVID time, I mean, it took me away, you know. It's a sweet film, you know. Yeah, it's onion rings, and it goes in my food and film lecture now. But it's just sweet the way you concentrated on these people.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you for your kind words. And I like to tell people that the movie is very much like an onion. There are so many layers to this story.
Yeah.
It does deal with everything from addiction to Alzheimer's disease, and mm-hmm. the film is actually being released on October 6th on digital and on demand. You can get it on Apple TV, Prime Video, Google Play, and other streaming services, and every purchase is going to benefit Alzheimer's research.
Great, great. Plus, you learn a lot about
onion
rings.
A very big role in the film. Say that again.
You learn so much about onion rings.
I know, but I'll tell you what, Jan, these onion rings are the world's greatest. That food critic's not lying. And I wouldn't have gone through all the aggravation of making this movie if they weren't. They're really incredible.
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking about Mark Davis. I was thinking about Mark Davis. His haircut is a giant onion ring, so he fits right in.
He does have a unique haircut, and he's wonderful in the film. He makes a very special cameo. I don't want to spoil what happens in the end, but it's very thrilling. And I would say it's the film is funny, but it's also heartbreaking in the end.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Well, tell me this. Tell me this, Zachary. You produced it. You wrote it. You edited it. Was this a 24/7 pull your hair out kind of thing, or did it go smoothly?
Oh no, I pulled my hair out for almost 5 years making this movie. Actually 3.5 years. We've been playing film festivals all over the world for the last year, and we've won several awards, and I'm just so grateful that the film has been resonating with audiences everywhere it's played. And
yeah,
I'm excited for your listeners to watch it. Hello?
Danny? It's a fun movie. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh. Okay. You know what? I want to recommend everybody to check it out. It's from 1091 Pictures. It's going to happen. It's going to debut, I should say, on October 6th. We've been speaking with producer, writer, and editor Zachary Kapp. It's called The Ringmaster. And, of course, the double entendre there. Zachary, congratulations on the film. And let's catch up on your next one.
Thank you so much. And all you listeners, go check out theringmaster.com. The trailer's on there and more information about the film. And I appreciate you having me on today.
Congratulations on your gambling addiction being, you know, destroyed, hopefully one day at a time.
That's right, one day at a time. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And, Jan, we just have a couple minutes here. Did you ever have a movie addiction? Like, did you ever see Go Ape, where they showed all five Planet of the Apes back to back to back to back to back?
Listen, Rick, I have a movie addiction every day, and I get high in a legal sense from movies every day. So I would say the answer to that is definitely yes.
I wanted to ask you this, too. Every once in a while, there's an actor and actress, and I don't know how they got their start. I don't know if there was a favor or there was somebody rich, but I watched this movie, Adrift, one of those survival at sea movies, with Shailene Woodley. Shailene Woodley has an annoying voice. I don't think she's a very good actress at all. She's not beautiful. I don't understand why she's an actress.
Was she in The Descendants? She played George Clooney's daughter in The Descendants.
I never saw that. She was in those insurgent movies, you know, the Hunger Game ripoffs.
Well, there's many ways people, I mean, I have whole talks about how people get their starts. And there's many ways. You know, she could have an unusual look that the part seemed to call for. She could have gave a great reading in her audition. Or she could be related to someone or involved with someone. It could be anything.
Right. Well,
it's
to me,
business.
If you can
Honey,
sing, if you're funny, like you know, Kathy Bates isn't beautiful, but she's a great actress. Right. You know, I want some talent. I need something. And even if you're a terrible actress, I mean, Frank Sinatra wasn't a great actor, even though he got nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, yes, he was. Oh, you want to fight on that one?
Oh, have you ever seen Von Ryan's Express?
Yeah, but have you ever seen The Man with the Golden Arm?
Yeah, he's reading off cue cards.
Oh, please. Give me Sinatra anytime. Anytime, anywhere, any sound.
By the way,
Dan,
Darren just texted me, and you're right. She was in The Descendants.
Fabulous in that. Why don't you see that? Why don't you see that, baby, and we'll revisit this conversation?
All right, well, you're the expert here. So let's, I want everybody to know that. I don't know what I'm talking about. We'll take a quick break. Come on back. Jan Wall and Rick Tittle on the other side.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
You better get in line, girl. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on American Forces and around the world on terrestrial radio, along with Jan Wall, as always.
Hey, baby.
Our next guest, Jan, is Rob Ekno, and he has a book called Alaska's True Gold. Before we get to that, Rob, first of all, welcome to the show. You had such a rise and fall and rise again to your career and the way you found faith and overcoming some demons that really could have ended everything for you. In a nutshell, can you just tell people what I mean by the rise and fall and rise?
Yeah, well, 28 years ago, I was living on the Greyhound bus station in Fort Lauderdale, and I was ready to jump off the bridge there and let one of those wonderful cruise ships just end it all for me. And I heard this wonderful voice say, "Why don't you go out to Hollywood and try to make something out of your life?" And I came out here, and I ended up on TV for 15 years hosting TV shopping networks. And then the market crashed and life crashed and all kinds of stuff happened. And I've been in more peaks and valleys, as you mentioned, than I think anybody could be in.
Rob?
Let's talk about a lot.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I'm, oh, I can't hear you. Oh,
God. All right. Hey, Rob, Alaska's True Gold. It's amazing when you talk about all the time that you've spent up in Alaska, and we think about how it's the last frontier and it's so uninhabited and the wildlife and the weather and everything else, but you really got to know what you call its true cherished gems, its people, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, after I had a, one of those, you know, falls that you were talking about 8 years ago, and a divorce happened, I ended up getting a job offer up in Alaska. I ended up in the tour business. I ended up getting on a private cruise ship. I ended up traveling all around to these intimate little ports and places that the big ships really don't get a chance to. And I get to meet all of these incredible people. You know, it's an interesting, if you show an interest in people, Rick, people really want to tell you about their lives. And so I created this show called Alaska's True Gold. And those of you who remember the wonderful man, Hugh Hauser, people who have, are considering me to be like the next guy to go up to Alaska and be like the Hugh Hauser of Alaska. So, you know, and through that, I had these great experiences. And I ended up also writing my latest book called Is It God or Coincidence? Coming to Grips with the Unexpected Wonders in Life. And several of the stories in that book all are related to my experiences with people and places in Alaska.
Oh, Rob, this is great. This is Jan Wall. We had a technical problem there a minute ago. Sorry. Anyway, I love Alaska. I've been there a lot, but I haven't been there as much as you. And you have met. Can you just thumbnail describe some of the incredible characters in this magical place called Alaska?
I mean, you have such diversity of characters up there, you know, because you have the native Tlingits up there and you have the Haidas as well that have lived a certain style of life and they still are trying to, you know, live their culture. And then you have the modern world coming up there and now the tourism, which is like their big gold rush now. Taking over the area, which of course was hit by COVID, of course, this year. But, you know, the people are just so amazing to be able to sit down, Jan, one on one with somebody who Rick has described basically like me, who has gone through these valleys and survival
and through all kinds of different circumstances, whether it be, you know, I mean, one of the pastors that I know out there used to own a fishing company. He said, we used to be so far out in the Bering Sea that you didn't even see another boat for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. Not another human being, but they were so far out trying to get crab, they couldn't, they never even saw another boat for 2 to 3 weeks. Imagine being out in that wilderness.
Well, you know, these TV shows they have about Bering Sea and all this, I don't want to hear, I want to see your show with the people you know. You know, I do a talk on Wild Women of Alaska because the history of women there is amazing. But you have all these just gem characters.
Yeah, they're wonderful. As a matter of fact, I actually created a show a couple of years back called Alaska's Wild Woman, and I had this survivalist of a woman who just does all these incredible things, so we're working on that as well. But you're right, it's so interesting because don't forget, you have a whole different way of life up there because there's no, you know, cars are not the norm up there, right? You have the planes and the boats that people travel around from city to city and island to island and so on. So it's just such a unique way of life, so people have these interesting perspectives, and the weather is different, and just amazing wildlife. I mean, you're walking down the street, and a 400-pound bear just walks 10 feet in front of you, and you sit there, and you have a conversation with the bear. I mean, that happens on a regular basis, you know, to me.
And have you spent
a couple
time
more questions
there,
for Rob Eck? No. Yeah.
Rick, have you spent time there
ahead,
in Alaska
John.
Yet?
I've never been.
Oh, it is so incredible. These towns, Skagway, you know, all these amazing towns, right? And they just, each one has an individual personality. And then these people who just do interesting things with their time, and their survival instincts.
It's incredible, Rick. It has to be on your bucket list. It has to be a must. You got to get up there. It's the cleanest air. It's the most invigorating environment you could possibly ever walk into. Matter of fact, when I left Southern California 8 years ago to go up there, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, my life is over. I'm going from this beautiful town of Los Angeles area, bright sunshine. I'm going to Alaska. Let me tell you, Rick, I stepped off the plane in Juneau at the International Airport. I walk outside. There's bright blue skies at 9:30 at night, snow-capped mountains, eagles flying over me, fresh air. It was incredible. It's the most invigorating place I think you could ever go to.
And the history is alive there. You go to some of these. Yeah. Anyway, I want to see your show, Rob. I want you to do Alaska's True Gold on television so that I can watch it.
You know, we're working on it. Actually, while you guys are calling, I was actually up all night for the last several days just putting video together for a new sizzle reel to edit. So we're working on that. And feverishly,
okay.
Hopefully we'll be able to let the world know how incredible all these people are up there.
Well, I had a college roommate from Anchorage. In fact, in 1983, I had a drink with Sarah Heath, who would go on to become Sarah Palin.
Like
I know Alaska a little bit.
No, it's better than that. Ricky, it's better than that.
No, I know. I'm just playing. But tell us a little bit before we go about some of the characters, like Michelle, whose family has been up there way before it was part of the United States.
Yeah, Michelle's been up there, her family, for 114 years, and she grew up in Juneau, and she's as excited as I am. Her and her husband actually decided to compete with the large tourism companies a couple of years ago, and they started this little thing where, you know, people go up there and they want to catch fish, and they don't want to spend $600-$700 per person. Well, her and her husband take you right out to the little place where they know this little cool place where this creek is. And people come up there and they catch salmon, kids, grandmothers, all kinds of stuff. It's pretty amazing. But you know, there's a gal, Tracy, up there too. That you know, she started out as a coffee barrister, and she had this little shop, and she was going to close up because she couldn't make any money. And she made some crab bisque one day, and a tourist came in that was a travel writer and wrote about this article about her crab bisque. And all of a sudden, she's a multimillionaire now, and she owns four restaurants in Dallas. I mean,
is there still that crazy ratio between men and women? Because women, the old saying is the odds are good, but the goods are odd.
The goods are odd.
Yeah, no kidding, right? But let me just tell you what, the day I got up to Alaska, I didn't have any problem with people coming up to me and introducing themselves of the opposite sex, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think,
and Jan's right. You know,
tell us a little bit
the
more about
this. You get it?
No, I was just saying, before we go, tell us a little bit more about how we can get a hold of Alaska's True Gold.
Well, Alaska's True Gold is being put together right now. The thing, that's what we're working on right now, is putting that together. We've got the presentation package. You can go on my website at robetkno.com. You can see all about that. And you can also see about, if you want to read some of these amazing Alaskan stories, too, they're in my book that I just published a couple weeks ago called Is It God or Coincidence? Coming to Grips with the Unexpected Wonders in Life. And the last chapter is an amazing story of this gentleman and his wife, this 62-year-old love affair that ended on our ship as we were coming back from Alaska. It's a pretty incredible story. I have some folks in Hollywood that want to make a movie out of it. It's a really incredible love story.
That's Rob Ekno, E-K-N-O. Make sure to check it out, Alaska's True Gold. Rob, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you, Rob.
Rick and Jan, thank you guys so much. You have a blessed weekend.
Journey on.
Thank you so much. That's Rob Ekno. And by the way, Jan, just 2 years ago, Rob fell down an open hatch on a cruise ship, laid down there for hours. No one knew he was down there with a broken leg, and all he had was a towel to bite on.
Ugh. That's scary thing.
This guy said they should do a movie about Rob is what they should probably do.
Do you know how many actors would love that? Who?
He kind of looks like Jeremy Piven, or he's in the Me Too
movement.
Oh,
Jeremy Piven.
So
well, yeah. You know, a lot of actors would really like that role because it would be close-ups and they'd be in pain. Actors love that.
Oh, I know. Bring it on. All right. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back with another guest, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall on Sports Byline.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Listen up, sports fans. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about our favorite sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get in your bets. BetUS.com is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS, and they will walk you through getting started. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention Rick Tittle. That's me, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the business and the best bonuses. BetUS should be your sports book. Once again, join today, call 800-MYBETUS and mention Rick Tittle, BetUS.com.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Class on Pirates Alive. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This Radio Class on Pirates Alive.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you. Our next guest is film director Anthony DiMaria. He has a new film called Cutting to the Truth about a family member of his, Jay Sebring, of course, the great hairdresser who was also part of the horrible tragedy on Cielo Drive from the Manson family, along with Sharon Tate, Abigail Folger, and others. Anthony, Jay Sebring, it wasn't his real name, but that was the name he used, and he was very innovative, especially when it came to men, because getting a haircut for a man, he was the first to use a hairdryer. He was the first to use hairspray instead of pomade. He was the first to use scissors instead of clippers. And then he was the first to charge $50 instead of $2. I mean, he really revolutionized everything that you know, stretches down to me, because I use all that stuff.
Well, first, Rick and Jan, thank you for having me on. No doubt, Jay Sebring, pre-Sebring, men went to a barber shop and they literally walked in and picked one cut from a barber chart of 12, maybe. It was a flat top, or maybe you parted your hair on the left or the right. But what Jay did is he created men's hair designing, as he called it, but today what is known as hair styling. He literally created it, and he created a custom cut for the man that he used the hair as the frame to the man's face to accentuate the attractive features and diminish the unattractive features.
You know, I'm from West L.A., and this is Jan Wall. I'm from West L.A., and I'm telling you, everybody went to Sebring. I mean, that was the place. My dad went there. He was so beloved for doing this for men. I mean, men had not had this opportunity before.
Well, Jan, it's so nice to hear that, and it really is true. And, you know, when he got his first break, he cut Vic Damone's hair, and then Vic flew from his shop on Fairfax in West Hollywood to the Sands. And he got his, when Jack and Trotter and Frank Sinatra saw his hair, they were like, where'd you get that? So they literally it was so transformative that they flew him to the Sands. And very soon after that, Jay was the personal stylist to the entire Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra. With the exception of Dean Martin. And then soon after that, Stanley Kubrick hired Jay to design the cut of for Kirk Douglas in Spartacus. So those were his two big breaks, and from there he was literally the designer of every Hollywood iconic look of recording and film stars, Steve McQueen, Jim Morrison, Sam Cooke, everyone.
Yeah, Paul Newman as well. And then how did he help Bruce Lee get his career going?
That's a great question. And, you know, it really is one of the unknown things about Jay that is so shocking. But Jay was very into the martial arts, and he trained with a man named Ed Parker, who was a karate. He trained a lot of the actors and people in Los Angeles. And Ed had what's called the Ed Parker Invitational International. And in 1964, he brought a guest down to do an exhibition from Oakland, and his name was Bruce Lee. And Linda Lee, in her interview, literally said that Bruce's dream was to teach his form of Jeet Kune Do, or Kung Fu. And Jay was there. He was very instrumental with Ed Parker. And so when he saw Bruce Lee, he realized that this was somebody probably on par with Jay in a different field that was a groundbreaker, that was revolutionary. Oh. So he was cutting William Dozier's hair, who was the producer of Batman.
Big producer.
Oh, yeah, and and the Green Hornet, as you know, Jen. And mm-hmm. they were talking, and he says, I'm doing a new show, and I need an Asian actor who has charisma, who can be, play a lead, who actually knows how to fight. And Jay said, I have your man. And he said, who is he? And he said, Bruce Lee. He said, I've never heard of him. He goes, he's your man. So he got some film footage from the Ed Parker's Invitational, presented it to Ed, William Dozier, and also 20th Century Fox. And then, as Linda described, she got a call one day randomly in the afternoon from, hi, this is Bill Dozier. I'm a producer in L.A. I'd like to speak with Bruce Lee. And the rest is history. So Jay literally picked him up at the airport, picked him up in his Cobra, and drove him to the lot on 20th Century. He did a screen test. And Jay and Bruce became very close friends ever since that. I have literally, like, several letters from Bruce to Jay.
If only that kind of self-defense could have helped him against the Manson family.
There's no doubt about that. But, you know, one thing that even Linda said in her interview, there's no defense. That Bruce would say, there's no defense against the gun. And sadly, it
no doubt about it.
You know, and I think that in the film, again, another very little known, but the definitive last actions of Jay that will be forensically looked at in detail. And as a child and growing up, I've never known about any of these things, and I had to find them through the testimony and with help from law enforcement and the district attorney's office.
That's one of the reasons.
I think we should point out
a good, powerful movie.
Yeah, sorry, Anthony DiMaria, the director of Cutting to the Truth, is Jay Sebring's nephew. So, I mean, I was 4 years old when this Laurel or Benedict Canyon tragedy happened. So, how did the family handle it for you? Did they wait till you were a certain age, or did you have to research this on your own? How did you guys handle it as a family growing up?
It's a great question. Well, Jay used to visit our family. My parents moved to Las Vegas from Detroit in 1965. I was born in 66, so I was three when Jay was killed. But Jay used to drive out sometimes with Sharon. I never met Sharon, but my mom was pregnant with me when they would visit. And so I remember him because he was so charismatic. I mean, anyone who knew him, he was a dynamic man. And but we would play in the yard, and he would chase me, and then he'd let me chase him. And it was a very unusual experience, but he seemed like a really cool friend. Like, he treated me like an equal. Like, I didn't feel like I was with an adult, if that makes any kind of sense. But one morning, I was looking through a photo album, and there was this great picture, this black and white, of him. And I said to my mother, it was a weekend, and I said, Mom, when am I going to see him again? And then she told me that I wouldn't see him again. And I looked, and I saw a look in her eyes of pain that shook me to the core, because a child usually is taken care of when they're in pain. But I felt this need to take care of my mother. And it was just the look in her eyes that really disturbed me. And so I just never wanted to cause that kind of pain in my family ever again. So over the years, I read everything I could, and I started to read some things that were very disturbing, nauseating, actually. And the older I got, that the need to know the truth about Jay, to know exactly who he was, it just never left me. It was almost like a vortex-like pull. And the film is the result of decades of research, first in my own journey to know the truth, whether I liked it or not, and then the more I learned, the more I started to see two Jay Sebrings. Jay Sebring, the man who lived, and a Jay Sebring after he was killed. And the more I learned and the more red flags I saw, the more definitive it became a cognitive process to have Jay's story be told. And also truth with regard to distortions of the murders themselves, and also the people who committed these murders, because there's a lot of narrative in morality-type tales that have been spun into folklore and mythology.
I'm a little older than you guys, and I do remember when it happened, and I lived in L.A. when it happened. And at first, nobody knew what it was, and then they did, and the whole community where I lived was shocked because of Jay, as much as Sharon and Abigail and all the others. But what was the most shocking thing you found out in that death? It's in the movie, and the movie's very, very well done. But what, to you, what really shocked you the most about the way he died?
Several things, actually. It's a great question. One is that how aggressive he was, that no one has reported, not even the book Helter Skelter. It was almost like it was swept under the rug intentionally. And so when I actually read the testimonies of both Susan Atkins and Charles Watson, I was, for some reason, I just felt like, Shay, that there was something else. And, you know, as you pointed out, between the forensics and the testimony, clearly Jay was definitively, he saw an opportunity, and he went for it against all odds. And that shocked me, that no one even covered that. Why would that just, I mean, if there has been so much attention on these murders, and yet, I don't want to give too much away, but Jay's relevant in so many different ways, culturally and historically, as I had said, but he also is an unknown hero in one of the most notorious murders in United States history.
Right.
And, but yeah, also, I don't mean to interrupt, but also the distortion of what supposedly had happened to the victims or what was done. And really, it was almost like there was some sort of desire to make things more unspeakable and more salacious than they already were.
Yes, one more question for you. The new generation, the millennials, if you like, this is the first time they've heard about this when it comes to the Tarantino movie. And I know that you got Quentin to be in the documentary. How much of it, of course it's sensationalized when you have a flamethrower and all that, but how much of that, when you saw that movie, did you say yes, and how much of it made you cringe?
Another good question. First of all, we had several meetings with Quentin, and then he did the interview, as you had said. And I found he and Shannon McIntosh to be, I was impressed with them as people and their consideration for the victims in our families. Clearly, Quentin had even said in his interview that he was not claiming to tell Jay or Sharon's story or even the murders, and that he was, you know, the kind of infusing them into his own story. And I was actually at the premiere. He invited us to the premiere, and I was very nervous. I didn't know what to expect. And so I have to say that I almost feel a bit removed with the ending of the film, just because Jay and what we should have shared and what we could have shared is so prevalent. And I don't think that what Quentin did in that sequence was disrespectful to the victims in any way. You know, he's a talented man and an artist, and he will produce narratives as he sees fit. But what I was encouraged by is, with the exception of this documentary, his was a first in over 50 years, and that is to treat Jay and Sharon, and to, you know, also another degree, Abigail and Wojtech, like people, beyond the fact that they're just these incidental victim props used to package and sell for mass consumption in their own slaughters. And that was encouraging. And sadly, this film is a first, and it took over 51 years to do. And one of the compelling things, not only to know the truth about Jay, but to set a record straight with regard to what actually occurred, and juxtapose, to kick back to what has been perpetrated and distorted, and to set, you know, and to punch back also with the salacious exploitation that has been so ubiquitous and pervasive over these decades. And it's just as pervasive today, sadly.
He would be proud of this film.
Very
congratulations.
Well said. We've been speaking with, yes, he would. We got to run Anthony DeMaria, director of J. Sebring, Cutting to the Truth from Shout Studios. It is available video on demand on the 22nd, so just in a couple days. Anthony, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the project. Very well made.
Rick, Jan, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Anthony.
I appreciate you both.
Great stuff.
Wow.
And Mrs. Wall, on the other side, get a film recommendation from you?
I got something very cool everybody.
Oh, good. We need it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
All right, we got 2 minutes. Jan Wall, what is cool?
Well, I love YouTube, Rick. I think it's just a great service. So I'm going around YouTube the other day, and I find this movie, Power, the Stan Lee story, how he changed the comic industry in his own words. Whoa, this thing is so good. I think it was made before Stan Lee passed, but it is just fabulous. It's all about his beginnings, how it happened, how he built the comic industry one page at a time, one drawing at a time, how he created this empire, the Stan Lee empire. So, and the star, and how he could, with Star, it's fantastic. Power. The Stan Lee story, how he changed the comic industry in his own words. It's YouTube. Do you go on YouTube? I'm telling you, you could find everything on there.
There are three recent comedy specials from Joe Willis, Mark Noman, and Sam Morril that were all released for free on YouTube, and they're fantastic. I got to meet Stan Lee once years ago. I was a guest at the Santa Clara Comic Con, and he was in the VIP room, and I just went over and shook his hand. I admired him so much.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I interviewed him, and he was a great guy. But this documentary is so detailed, and it's his own words, so it's really worth seeing.
Jan, it's always fun, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too. Great show.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We got 2 hours of sports talk.